In the news this morning, firefighters in Atlantic were called to the scene of a possible house fire early this morning. The Cass County Communications Center dispatched the fire department to 602 Mulberry Street at 4:51 a.m. following a report of the smell of smoke in a bedroom. Law enforcement arriving on the scene also detected a burning electrical smell but could not locate the fire. Fire crews determined the electrical outlet on the bedroom wall was hot and the problem was confined to the single outlet. There was no fire and no one was injured. Power to the home was restored, and the fire crews returned to the station by around 5:25 a.m. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Sunday evening of a Red Oak man. 43-year-old Richard Brian Jenkins was taken into custody at around 7:45 p.m. for driving while barred. Jenkins was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Police in Lenox responding to a domestic disturbance early Sunday morning ended up tasing a man who was allegedly uncooperative with officers. Authorities say police were called to the parking lot of the Tiger Lanes at around 1 a.m. Sunday in reference to what was believed to be a domestic dispute. When the officer arrived, a male later identified as 30-year-old Michael Cox of Lenox was uncooperative, confrontational, and involved in a dispute with a female. Cox is alleged to have repeatedly failed to respond to the officer's directions, forcing the officer to deploy a taser. Cox was taken into custody and transported to the Taylor County Jail, where he was charged with disorderly conduct and public intoxication. A truck driver from Georgia died and two Council Bluffs residents were injured when a semi and car collided near Neola on westbound Interstate 80 near the I-680 interchange Saturday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The State Patrol said a 1986 Nissan 330ZX driven by 24-year-old Cody Schandelmeyer of Council Bluffs came into contact with the front end of a semi driven by 41-year-old Harold Salmon of Alpharetta, Georgia. The accident happened around 4:25 p.m. as the semi was in the left lane and the Nissan was traveling in the right lane of the interstate. After the initial impact, both the car and the semi left the roadway to the south side of the interstate. They went over an embankment and onto I-680 eastbound below the I-80 bridge. The semi burst into flames after coming to rest on the road. The driver died at the scene. Cody Schandelmeyer and his passenger, 27-year-old Lisa Riper, also of Council Bluffs, were transported to the Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Neola and Minden Rescue, respectively. Both of them were wearing their seatbelts. Their conditions were believed to be non-life-threatening. One person died, another person was injured during a collision between a car and a pickup truck late Saturday morning in Page County. The Iowa State Patrol said over the weekend, 53-year-old Gary Dean Williams, senior of Essex, died from injuries he suffered in the crash, which occurred at around 11:18 a.m. Saturday, about 3 miles north of Essex. Officials say the Pontiac Grand Am, driven by 51-year-old Everett Bart Larson of Imogene, was traveling west on 110th Street just east of C Avenue, as a 1997 Ford F-150 pickup driven by Williams was traveling south on C Avenue. The car hit the side of the pickup in the middle of the intersection and both came to rest in the southwest ditch. Williams was ejected from his pickup during the impact and died at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Larson, who was wearing a seatbelt, was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. And a variety of events are scheduled throughout the state today in remembrance of this Memorial Day. In Atlantic, the service is at the Atlantic Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m., but volunteers were scheduled to begin placing flags in the cemetery beginning today at sunrise. Elsewhere in Cass County, the Grant United Methodist Church will hold its annual Memorial Day dinner from 11:30 until 1 for your free will offering. You can join the Lewis Town and Country Boosters and the Pancake Man at the Lewis Community Center. Serving of pancakes and sausage with juice and coffee for your free will donation is from 7:30 until 10:30 a.m. The Exira Lions Club will be serving breakfast of pancakes, sausage, eggs, and biscuits and gravy for a free will offering from now until 1 p.m. And then from 11 a.m. until 1, they'll be serving Reuben sandwiches for $6 apiece. This will be the Lions Community Center in Exira where that's served. The Griswold American Legion Post, meanwhile, number 508 Memorial Day program will begin at 9 o'clock at the Griswold High School Auditorium. The speaker is Robert Hugoveen, and the Exira American Legion Memorial Day service begins at 9:45 with a band, invocation by Pastor Dwayne Ferguson, and the address by retired Brigadier General John S. Peppers. In the funeral announcements, David Denger, age 39, of Panora, died Tuesday during an accident north of Dexter. Memorial services for David Denger will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ronald Dean Just, age 75, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ron Just will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Larry Sothman, age 92, of Lewis, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Celebration of life services for Larry Sothman will be held Wednesday at 2:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lucille Carstens, age 100, of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Lucille Carstens will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Henrietta Antonia Peterson, age 78, of Marnie, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Marietta Peterson will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Helen Brown, age 94, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Helen Brown are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.